center might be hurting his efforts to gain support of Clinton backers. That's coming up this half hour.
Today's broadcast is made possible in part by a grant from Strawberry Fields in downtown Urbana. Strawberry Fields Catering Department offers box lunches for professional meetings or casual lunchtime gatherings. Delivery is available at 239-5632. Strawberry Fields also offers an in-store nutritionist.
Dry weather continues. Meteorologist Ed Keecher will have details after AM 580 News. Here's Jeff Bossert.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. It will be a few more days before the Champaign School District releases its proposal for building new classrooms to meet terms of the consent decree. School Board President Dave Tomlinson says he wants to delay the announcement while he discussed the choice with other local governments. Tomlinson says there are no misgivings about the proposal and that it's been approved by the group representing plaintiffs in the consent decree, but he says he'll hold off announcing the proposal until he runs it by other local officials.
Anytime you're looking at a district this size, obviously you have different governments to be involved with. Obviously, the city of Champaign is intimately involved with anything like that. The village of Savoy, village of Bonneville, the library district, everybody who deals with the government bodies are involved.
Under the consent decree aimed at achieving racial equity, the Unit 4 district has promised to build two new strands of grade school classrooms north of University Avenue. The school board was set to announce the site for the new classrooms after a closed session last night, but Tomlinson now says the announcement will come in the next 2 weeks. Tomlinson says the proposal has been chosen from three different ones. One would add classrooms to both Garden Hills and Booker T. Washington schools. Another would build a new school north of I-74. And a third would make the new classrooms part of a new preschool through eighth grade school program at Stratton School and two adjacent school facilities on North Neal Street. Barack Obama is striking back swiftly to stamp out an ad that links him to a 1960s radical. Obama has aired a response ad to the spot linking him to William Ayers. Ayers is a founder of the Weather Underground organization that took credit for a series of bombings, including non-fatal explosions at the Pentagon and U.S. Capitol 4 decades ago. Obama's target is an ad by the Conservative American Issues Project, a nonprofit group that questions Obama's ties to Ayers. The Illinois senator has also sought to block stations airing the commercial by warning station managers and asking the Justice Department to intervene. The campaign also planned to compel advertisers to pressure stations that continue to air the anti-Obama commercial. Ayers is now a professor at the University of Illinois at Chicago. A Rantoul industrial plant is operating at full capacity following a Sunday evening fire that caused about $500,000 in damage. No one was hurt and no one was inside the plant when an electric short caused the fire at Engineered Plastics Components, which makes molded plastics products like auto parts. The fire occurred in between shifts and was confined to one machine. Village Fire Chief Ken Waters says there were few flames but a lot of black, oily smoke.
When it burnt through the hoses, then the hydraulic oil spilled out and it caught it on fire. And then, of course, they got plastics that they inject into that to make that mold. And that also caught fire after the fact. So it was just more smoky than anything.
Plant manager Randy Nelson says Grinnell, Iowa-based Engineered Plastic Components has about 90 employees at the facility with plans to add about 30 more. It's located in the former Rantoul Products Plant 1 on Shell House Road. An Indiana Legislative Committee on Illegal Immigration is scheduled to meet twice next month at the State House. The committee's co-chairman are Republican Senator Dennis Cruz of Auburn and Democratic Representative Scott Palath of Michigan City. They say they're considering holding other meetings around the state. Palath says the first meeting will focus on the scope of illegal immigration in Indiana. Cruz says the study committee needs to understand how illegal immigration affects the state economy, law enforcement, and families. Lawmakers have struggled in the past to find common ground on immigration. The House and Senate passed different versions of an immigration bill earlier this year and could not reach a compromise before the session ended. Most people are familiar with so-called phishing attempts, fraudulent messages that appear to be from a bank or other agency asking you to reveal your password or account information. But University of Illinois officials say two recent attempts were realistic enough to catch some people. A spokesman for the security arm of the U of I's Campus Information Technologies and Educational Services Office says the emails had a number of red flags. There were misspellings and the return address wasn't from the university itself, but Brian Merz says they did include some proper terminology that made them look more authentic.
They had our URL correct, and it did send some things about email that I think if you weren't really paying attention to and if you were just casually going through your email and you saw that maybe your email was going to be canceled if you didn't reply back right away, That might strike you as something that you would reply back to.
Merge says sites received a number of calls about the attempt to steal identities, and he says a handful of people did respond to the fake emails. He says anyone who did so should change all of their passwords. Merge also says it's part of the start. It's the start of the school year, and new students or staff could have been taken in by the phishing attempts. Our next report is at 9:30. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This weather forecast is made possible with support from the University of Illinois Employees Credit Union, a member-owned and not-for-profit organization. Their mission is to serve the complete financial needs of their members. The University of Illinois Employees Credit Union. Information is available online at uiecu.org.
It's 8:35, and Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser is here with an in-depth look at weather. Morning, Ed.
Good morning.
Well, still dry for our neck of the woods, huh?
Yep. We're going to stay dry for several more days, and perhaps longer. Our next chance of rain probably not coming till about Thursday night, and even with that, it's not looking like a good chance of much. So, a little bit, if that, and we're in a dry period to say the least. We'll probably.